复活节是一个最特别的节日。
Easter Sunday is a very special holiday.
在这个节日，没有礼物，没有火鸡。
This is a holiday without gifts, without turkey.
复活节是没有办法用自然的方式来理解的。
You can't explain Easter with the laws of nature.
复活节之于存在，是当年数以百计的见证人。
Easter exists because way back when there were hundreds of witnesses.
数以百万计的寻道者的血。
The blood of millions of martyrs of Christ.
在人类的历史上刻下一道千年不能磨灭的痕迹。
They've left a mark over 2,000 years that cannot be erased.
也是历世历代基督徒的见证。
And it is also a witness borne by generations of Christians.
然而我们没有办法了解为什么有这个节日的存在。
And yet we still can't understand why this holiday exists.
复活节是要我们能够面对我们每个人自己的生命。
Easter is here so that we can confront our own lives.
让我们每个人也面对自己的永恒。
So we face our own eternity.
复活节不让有任何人是旁观者。
It doesn't allow for anybody to be an onlooker.
复活节是在春分之后的第一个满月后的主日。
Easter happens on the first Sunday after the first full moon on or after the vernal equinox.
春分就是白天晚上一样长的那一天，通常是在3月21号。有的时候22号。
The vernal equinox is when the day and night are evenly split, and usually it happens either on March 21st or 22nd.
所以如果春分是在礼拜六，又是一个满月，是3月21号的话。
So if the vernal equinox happens on a Saturday and it's a full moon,
第二天就是复活节。
The next day is Easter Sunday.
所以最早的复活节是3月22号。
So the earliest Easter would be March 22nd.
这种差不多100年也难得发生一次。
It happens. It's even hard to happen in once in 100 years.
我们教会曾经在3月23号庆祝过复活节。
Our church once celebrated Easter Sunday on March 23rd.
那是在2008年。
That was during 2008.
最迟复活节是在4月25号。
The latest Easter Sunday is on April 25th.
这是基督教最独特的一个节日。
It is a unique Christian holiday.
因为基督教似乎在传一个荒谬的道理。
Because Christianity seems to spread an absurd principle.
基督耶稣死而复活。
Christ rises from the dead.
如果基督耶稣没有复活。
If Christ did not resurrect,
其实基督教就没有存在的价值。
And there is no value to the existence of Christianity.
所以18世纪法国的著名的无神论者伏尔泰。
So Voltaire, the well-known 18th century French philosopher.
就曾经预言说在他死后100年之内，因为科学的发展，基督教就不可能继续存在下去。
Predicted that 100 years after his death,Because of scientific progress, there is no way that Christianity can still exist.
然而他死后100年，基督教还在。
But 100 years after his death, Christianity was still there.
于是尼采起来说神死了。
So the German philosopher Nietzsche rose up and said, God is dead.
那也是100多年以前的事情了。
That's also about 100 years ago.
今天我们仍然在庆祝复活节。
Today we still celebrate Easter.
因为他们不知道复活节不只是庆祝基督耶稣从死里复活。
Because they don't know that Easter is not just to celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
也是基督徒宣告他们与主一同复活。
It is also the day when we proclaim that we rise with Christ.
今天我们的经文所读到的是哥罗西书在3:1-4。
Our scripture today is Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 4.
一开始说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
It starts out with, therefore, if then you've been raised with Christ.
我们怎么知道什么事情是真的呢？
How do you know that what is real?
那么这一类的问题有许多人来探讨。
Many people have pondered over this.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ.
所以是接着前面的经文而说。
This therefore comes, follows the scripture before it.
比方说在哥罗西书二章二章十二节里说，你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 12 it says, having been buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him.
讲基督徒与基督一同复活。
It says Christians having been raised with Christ.
如果你们真与基督一同复活。
If you are really raised with Christ.
一样事情是真实的，必然是可以测量的。
Something that is real can be measured.
是可以观察的。
It can be observed.
这种是科学家所用的所谓的操作定义。
This is what scientists call operational definition.
比方说力。
For example, force.
就是单位质量。的加速度
it equals mass times acceleration.
你看见加速度，你就看见力。
If you see something accelerate, then you see the force.
加速度也包括减速度，如果改变方向也是加速度。如果速度改变了，就是有力；速度没有改变，就是没有力。
Accelerate also means to decelerate. So therefore, if you accelerate.You gain strength, gain force. If you decelerate, you lose force.
那好用力，下回用力，没有加速度，没有力。有加。所以 ，Schrödinger 是一个非常伟大的啊、量子力学，他成为量子力学之父的这个人。
There's a physicist called Schrödinger who is known as one of the fathers of quantum mechanics.
他认为时辰是。可以，唯有时辰是可以观察的。
He believes that existence can be observed.
他是一个无神论者。
He's an atheist.
他笑他的一些同侪许多是信神的。
Many of his followers.
Co-workers.
Many of his co-workers are Christians.
他说，我是无神论者。
He says, I'm an atheist.
我照着无神论的信条而做。
I follow according to the atheist principle.
你们信神。
You who believe in God,
然而你们却不照做。
Yet you don't practice what you believe.
他在1933年，这个 Schrödinger 拿到诺贝尔物理学奖。
He received the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1933.
当时有德国在排斥犹太人。
At the time, the Germans, the anti-Semitic movement was prevalent in Germany.
所以他就到英国 ，Schrödinger 就到英国来了。
So Schrödinger moved to England.
剑桥大学不是剑桥，牛津大学聘请他做教授。
Oxford University offered him a position.
说那个他要跟他的太太，跟他已经怀孕的情妇三个人住在一起。
Schrödinger wanted to live with his wife and also his mistress, who is pregnant at the time.
牛津不同意。
Oxford refused.
他不要这个职位。
So he refused that position.
Princeton 大学请他。
Princeton then offered him a position as well.
也是因为这个缘故，他不愿意来。
But because of this reason, he also refused.
他说：“我是个无神论者，无神论者，我照着我的信条做。”
He says, "I'm an atheist. I follow what I believe."
你们呢？
How about you?
我们真是与基督一同复活了吗？
Are we really alive with Christ?
耶稣基督也说：“凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。”
Jesus also said, "You will recognize them by their fruits."
他们里面的光景人看不见。
We can't see a man's inside.
但是他生命的果子是可以看得见的。
But we can see the fruit that he bears.
是可以观察的。
It is observable.
如果一个人信了神，他的生命没有什么不一样。
If someone who believes in God doesn't show any change in his life,
与基督一同复活这几个字是完全没有意义的。
Then the phrase right.Risen with Christ holds absolutely no meaning.
你们若真，就当求上面的事。
If you really believe, then you should seek what is above.
求是一个动词，是现在命令语气，常常渴望的意思。
Seek is a verb. It is a present progressive, it's written in the present progressive tense.
是思考分析。
It yearns always and it keeps pondering, reflecting and analyzing.
你求什么代表你生命的目的是什么？
What you long for implies the purpose of your life.
求上面的事。
If you seek things that are above.
什么叫做上面的事？
What are things that are above?
圣经里面自己定义。
It is written in the scripture.
那里有基督在神的右边。
There Christ is at the right hand of God.
这就是上面。
That is above.
我们想的事情是什么事情呢？
What are we thinking of?
我们圣经里说，要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Scripture says, think of the things that are above, not of the things that are on earth.
因为你们已经死了。
Because you have died.
Is that news to you?
Is that news to you?
所以我们不再思念地上的事。
So therefore, we should not set our sights on things that are on this earth.
已经死了，这个动词是一个简单过去式。
The phrase you have died is a simple past tense.
不是正在死。
You are not dying.
不是死了又死，已经死了。
You didn't die and die again, you are already dead.
我们既然在死的形状上与基督的死联合。
So in this form of death, we are united with Christ in his death.
也已经与他一同埋葬。
And together we are buried with him.
也许你问说，基督耶稣是神，神怎么会死呢？
You might ask, Jesus Christ is God. How can God die?
如果他不能死，那我们也不能死。我们既然不能死，就不能复活，问题有点大。
If he can't die, then we can't die. Then if we can't die, then we can't resurrect.
你记得基督耶稣在十字架上讲了一句非常特别的话。
You might remember the very thing that Jesus said when he was nailed on the cross.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是死的定义。
This is the definition of death.
当生命与造他生命与神与神离开的时候，生命死了。
When life is separated from the Creator of life, God,
基督耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Christ died for us on the cross.
所以我们可以与他一同定死。
So we died with him.
就如在加拉太书六章十四节里所说的一样，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
So as it is said in the Galatians chapter 6 verse 14, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
既然向着世界死了，这个世界对我们就不再有任何的吸引，不再有什么样的反应，这是死的定义。
Since the world is crucified to us, it no longer holds any temptation or meaning to us, and therefore we no longer respond to temptations of this world.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事。
Second verse, set your minds on things that are above.
不要思念地上的事。
Not on things that are on earth.
如果一个人他的行，希望改变他的行为。
If someone wants to change his behavior.
他必须先改变他的思念。
He needs to change his thinking first.
一个人他的思念定义他的行为。
A man's thinking will reflect on his behavior.
就像在箴言二十三章七节里所说，他心怎样思念，他人就是怎样。
As it is said in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, how a man thinks is how he will behave.
一个人的一生果效是从他心里面发出来的。
From the man's heart flows the spring of life.
圣经里说，当一个人他不相信神存在的时候，
The scripture says when somebody doesn't believe in the existence of God,
他的思念变为虚妄，就虚空的意思，没有意义的意思。他的思念变为虚妄。
They become futile in their thinking. There is no meaning.
于是无知的心就昏暗了。
And so their foolish hearts are darkened.
讲到一个人他怎么样表现，是反映他里面的思念是什么样子。
How someone acts reflects how he or she thinks inside.
如果我们能够，我们的思念被改变，我们的行为就被改变。
If our way of thinking changes, then our actions will also change.
神要我们思念这个，不要思念那个。
God wants us to think of this, not that.
不是两个都要。
Not both.
这就是一个与主一同复活的人，他的思念。
This should be the thinking of one who has been risen with Christ.
他的思念改变，他的一举一动，他的价值观，他的生命观， 就与从前不一样。
His thinking changes, his every move, his values, his view on life changes as well.
我们从前希望神来帮助我们得到地上的事。
Before we want God to help us to gain what is on earth.
解决我们在地上的困难。
Help us solve the problems on this world.
希望借着上面的得着地上的。
We want the power from above to help us resolve the problems here below.
换句话说，我们从前就希望上下通吃。
In other words, we want everything, what's up and what's down as well.
我们现在是怎么想的？
How about now?
第三节说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Verse 3 says, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
生命这个字不是用 bios, 一般有机的生命，而是用 zoe, 讲到一个永恒属灵的生命。
The word life here doesn't refer to bios, which is a physical being, but rather to zoes, which is eternal life.
指着一个不同的生命。
It is a different life.
是别人不能够了解的一种生命。
It is a life that is incomprehensible by men.
所以这个生命是与基督一同藏在神的里面。
So this is a life that is with Christ constantly in God.
藏这个动词是一个现在完成式，藏了，现在还藏在那里。是一个被动语气，不是你自己去藏，是神把你藏，基督把你藏在神的里面。
The word hidden means it's in the present progressive tense, so it's also in the passive voice. So you are not the one hiding, but rather you are hidden by Christ and God.
换句话说，就好像你宝贝的东西把它放在保险箱里面一样。
In other words, it's like you putting your most treasures in a safe.
这个生命被藏在神的里面。不能够被破坏，不能够被偷走，是最安全、最可靠的地方。
This life that is hidden in Christ cannot be destroyed, cannot be stolen. It's the safest place.
直到基督耶稣显现的日子。
Until the day when Christ appears.
直到末日。
Which we also call judgment day.
第四节，基督是我们的生命。
The fourth verse says, Christ who is our life.
到底什么是生命？
What is life?
很大的问题。
It is a big problem.
你说会繁殖的就是生命。
Some say those things that reproduce is life.
那么一只兔子有没有生命？
Does a rabbit have a life?
一只兔子不会繁殖，没有生命。
One rabbit can't reproduce, so it doesn't have life.
螺是不是生命？螺不能繁殖，它是不是生命？
An ass, which is a cross between a donkey and something else, can't reproduce. A horse. It can't reproduce, so it doesn't have a life.
比如说，只有新陈代谢才是生命。
Some say things that have metabolism are life.
你看汽车把空气吸进来，把汽油拿来烧烧，二氧化碳放出去，很有生命力，这样跑来跑去。
You see cars, they gain energy using from gasoline and they give off carbon dioxide, but do they have life?
你说生命是什么？
So what is life?
有人说我的儿子是我的生命，他是我的命根子。
Some say the son is my life. He is my one and only.
有人说钱是我的生命。
Some say money is my life.
我钱没了，从楼上跳下去，屁股牢。
If I don't have money, I will jump from the top of the building.
有人说爱情是我的生命。
Some say love is my life.
有人说权力是我的生命。
Power is my life.
我什么都可以牺牲，我要得到这个权力。
I can sacrifice everything for this power.
生命到底是什么？
What is life?
NASA 美国太空署有一个特别的一个 panel 专门来研究什么叫做生命，因为他跑到别的星上说到底看着活的东西没有，他要知道说什么叫做活的，对不对？
NASA has a special panel that tries to determine to define life.
生命是一种可以自己维持并合乎达尔文进化原则的，这叫做生命，这是最后的定义。
Their last definition, this is the conclusion they came to. They define life as a self-sustaining chemical system capable of Darwinian evolution.
这个问题也是非常的多。
This is also filled with questions, though.
有些 RNA 看起来好像也是活的，有些病毒看起来也是活的，讲不清楚。
Some viruses, bacteria also look as if they're living, so it's unclear.
谁是活的？
Who's alive?
有一篇文章在2013年所发表的，他说为什么生命不真的存在， Why life does not really exist， 这是在 American Scientific American 里面所登的一篇文章，说生命其实没有这个东西。
In Scientific American back in 2013, There was an essay that titled Why Life Does Not Really Exist.
因为很难找到所谓充分必要的条件。
Because it is very hard to find a concrete and absolute criteria for the existence of life.
生命会繁殖。
Life reproduces.
不会繁殖的不见得没有生命。
Things that can't reproduce doesn't mean they don't have life.
等等，这一类的事情我们如果讨论起来其实是很好玩的一个问题。换句话说，人不知道什么是活的。
So questions like this, it can generate a very lively debate, but at the end of it all, we still don't know what is alive.
学问也大，学问也大，什么是活的都不知道了。
You keep thinking and thinking about it, you still don't know what is alive.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们在圣经里读到说，有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
It is said in the Bible, whoever has the Son of God has life.Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这是一个充分必要条件。
This is an adequate and necessary criteria.
完全定义什么叫做生命。
It is a complete definition of what is life.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
保罗这里说，你们应当到这里说，我们特别改了一下这个代名词。
Paul had been saying, you should, you should, you should, but over here he says, we.
在第四节我们看到说，在他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
In the fourth verse it says, when Christ appears, then you will also appear with him in glory.
这里显现是一个复数的动词，是未来时。
The phrase will appear, it is a verb and it is in the plural form.
这是神救赎的目的。
It is in the future tense and it is the purpose of God's salvation.
不只是要把我们从死亡的权下拯救出来。
It's not only to rescue us from the power of death.
更是要与基督一同的荣耀。
But it is to deliver us and to be glorified with Christ.
我说显现是一个复数的动词。
I say he appears is a plural verb.
换句话说，一个一个一个一个不同的人一同与基督一起显现。
In other words, each individual, one by one, different people will individually appear with Christ.
神为此拯救我们。
Christ saved us for this.
如果我们真的与基督一同死了，真的与他一同复活了。
If we really died and really resurrected with Christ.
是有个可以看得出来的现象在里面的。
It should be something that can be seen.
比方说马可福音第二章里面讲到有四个人抬着一个摊子到基督耶稣面前来。
For example, in Mark chapter 2, it tells of four people who carried a paralyzed person into the home.
耶稣对他说，你的罪赦了。
Jesus told him, your sins are forgiven.
法利赛人议论说，啊，怎么可以赦人的罪？
The Pharisees questioned, how can he forgive sins?
如果这个摊子在他被赦罪之后仍然倒在他的这个褥子上，谁知道他罪赦了没有？
If this paralytic was still lying on the bed after you said his sins are forgiven, how do we know he's been forgiven?
你既然罪已经赦了，
If you've already been forgiven,
下面一个命令语气，一个命令的语气就出来了，命令。
Then the next command comes out.
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。
I say to you, rise, take up your bed, and walk.
这是一件有目共睹的事。
This is something that was seen by all.
如果这个摊子仍然倒在褥子上起不来，
If this paralytic was still on the bed and could not stand up,
他的罪就没有得到赦免。
Then his sins were not forgiven.
他起来行走。
He stood up and walked.
叫人看见一个看不见的事实。
So that all can see the truth that cannot be seen.
神拯救我们的目的不是要解决我们里面罪的问题而已。
God saved us not only to solve the problem of sin in us.
他拯救以色列人从埃及的权下出来也是一样的意思。
In the same way he rescued the Israelites out of Egypt.
他把他们从以色列人从埃及的奴役的下面拯救出来。
He rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
这不是神拯救的目的。
This is not the ultimate purpose of God's salvation.
他把他们拯救出来之后，改变他们的生命，说，你是我的子民，我要做你们的神，我是你们的神。
He rescued them, he changed them, and he told them, you are my people, I am your God.
你们不再是奴隶。
You are no longer slaves.
而是神的子民了。
But you are the people of God.
并且要把这一批拯救出来的人带进牛奶与蜜应许之地。
And he will bring them into the land where milk and honey flows.
拯救是把人救出来，改变他，领进去，这是完全的救恩。
Salvation is to rescue, change, and bring in.
基督借着他在十字架上的受死
through the death of Christ on the cross,
让我们借着信与他联合
so that we, by our faith, can be united with him.
与他一同死了
we die with him.
这是我们的问题，我们罪的工价
this is the price for our sins.
我们神借着死把我们从罪的权势下面拯救出来
God redeemed us from the power of sin by his death.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So that we are no longer slaves to sin.
成了神的儿女。
We become sons and daughters of God.
并且他要把我们带进基督的荣耀里去。
And he will bring us into the glory of Christ.
神赦免了我们过去的过错。
God absolved us from the penalties of our sins.
在将来要赐给我们一个荣耀的身体。
And in the future, he will give us a glorified body.
在现在，他赐下圣灵给我们，让我们能够胜过罪在我们身上的势力。
And now he has given us the Holy Spirit so that we can win over the power of sin.
与基督一同复活，就是一个生命，罪没有办法再胜过他了。
To rise with Christ means that the power of sin no longer has any power over us.
不再怕死亡的阴影。
We are no longer afraid of the shadow of death.
因为神已经借着死败坏了那掌死权的。
Because through Christ's death, he has destroyed the power of death.
为了释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
It is to rescue those who for fear of death became slaves.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that every one of our moves shows a new life.
让我们有活泼的盼望。
So that we have a living hope.
让我们里面有一个丰富的、丰盛的生命。
So that we have an abundant life in all of us.
我们真的是得到这个恩典了吗
？Did we really gain this?
十字架上的功效真是显明在我们生命上吗
？Did the power of the cross really is it really revealed in our lives?
如果我们以信主以前所求的、所试验的，要医治、要事业、要婚姻、要财富、要权力
，If everything you believe If anything you believed before you believed in God, like healing, career, marriage, wealth, and power,
你现在求的还是医治、事业、婚姻、财富、权力
Are you still asking for healing, careers, marriage, power, and wealth?
一个没有死的东西不能复活的
Something that hasn't died cannot be resurrected.
求的没有什么不一样
There's no difference in what you are seeking.
思念没有什么不一样。
There's no difference in what you are thinking.
先只想上天上的力量，帮助我得到更多地上的东西。
All we are thinking of is how we can get the power from above to help us gain more from the world below.
无怪乎无神论的 Christopher Hitchens 在2007年写了一本畅销书。
It's no wonder that the essayist Christopher Hitchens wrote a book in 2007.
书名是《上帝没有什么了不起》。
The name of the book is God is not great.
你看宗教带来世界上多少的痛苦。
It preaches how religion poisons everything.
都是信徒干的事。
It's all because of the Christians.
他这里只讲各种宗教。
Here he refers to all believers in all religions.
当然也包括基督教。
Including Christians.
让他这样子羞辱神的名。
In this way he insulted the Lord.
也许我们实在没有真的死透。
Maybe we really didn't die through and through.
对我们而说，世界并没有真的完全钉在十字架上。
Maybe the world really isn't completely crucified on the cross.
因为我们里面舍不得。
Because we're not willing to let go.
如果我们舍不得，我们不能够与基督一同死，怎么能与他一同复活
？If we're not willing to let go, if we don't die with Christ, how can we live with Him again?
如果吗？不能够与他一同复活，哪里来的新生的样式
？If we can't be resurrected with him, then where will this new life be?
如果有的话，一定是装的。
Even if it appears there's a new life, this is something that's just for show.
这就是所谓假冒伪善。
And this is a hypocrite.
耶稣恨假冒伪善胜过他恨真的罪。
Jesus hated hypocrisy more than he hated sin.
一个假冒伪善的人没有办法再悔改。
A hypocrite can't change.
因为悔改是一个善。
Because to change is a good and kind thing.
他的伪善是假的，所以他没有办法真的悔改。
That fake good cannot be changed because it is fake.
我们需要知道说，复活的前面必须与基督一同死了。
We need to know that before we rise with Christ, we need to die with Him first.
不是神不能够改变我们，是我们不要被改变。
It's not that God can't change us; it's we don't want to be changed.
就像那一批随着摩西出埃及的以色列人。
Just like those group of Israelites who followed Moses out of Egypt.
常常想要回去，常常说要回去，说埃及的东西好吃。
They kept thinking of going back to Egypt. They said the food in Egypt was good.
结果埃及回不去。
So, but they couldn't go back to Egypt.
应许之地也进不去。
And they can't enter the promised land.
白白在旷野里面漂流了40年。
So they wandered for aimlessly in the wilderness for 40 years.
何等的可惜。
How sad.
就当思念上面的事，圣经里说。
Therefore, set your minds on things that are above.
思念的改变就是悔改的意思。
Changing the way you think means you are repenting.
这是一个人得书的先决条件。
This is the prerequisite for salvation.
C.S. Lewis 写了一本书叫做 First and Second Thing, 第一跟第二重要的事。
C.S. Lewis once wrote a book called The First and Second Thing.
他说两样事情不是一样好的。
He says the two things are not equally good.
比方说我们想得着地上的好处。
For example, we want the things that are on this earth.
如果我们把我们的精神要得着地上的好处。
If we put all our efforts into gaining the good in this earth,
不但得不着天上的好处,
not only will we not gain
what is good in heaven, 的好处也得不着,
we will also lose the good that is on earth.
因为地上的好处是不能得着的,
because everything on earth cannot be obtained.
它是暂时的,
they're all temporary.
得着天上的好处, 不但得着了天上的好处, 连地上的好处也得着了。
It is only in setting your minds on the things that are above that you will not only gain what is above, but you will also gain what is in this world.
让你活在地上的时候，生命有了意义。
So that there is purpose to your living this life on this earth.
因为你可以现在寻找一个真正有意义的东西。
So you are now searching for something that has meaning.
将来有意义，现在一样有了意义。
There is meaning in the future. There is also meaning in the present.
你在这里追寻一个本质上没有意义的东西，不但得到了本身是没有的东西。将来也失去了。
If you are searching for something that holds no meaning, not only do you not gain anything now, you also lose what is promised in the future.
到底我们能够有些什么？
So what can we have?
其实我们有的都是别的神给我们的东西，不是吗？
Actually, everything we possess is given to us by something or someone else.
不是，真的是我们的。
It's not really ours.
什么东西是我们的？
So what exactly is ours?
是国家借着他所立的法律说这是你的，那才是你的。
It is the things that are ours are what's given to us by the laws of this land.
国家变了，法律变了，政权变了，你的就不再是你的了。
If the country changes, the law changes, then whatever is yours may no longer be yours.
在没有法律的地方
In a place where there is no law,
我们自己以自己的力量来夺取占有的东西说是我的
We use our own brute force to win over things and we say this is ours
这叫做是我的
We say this is ours
但是更大的一个权力来了更大的一个力量来了你的就不再是你的了
But then comes another power, a bigger power, then what is yours will no longer be yours.
什么东西叫做是你的?
So what exactly is yours?
我们这里隐隐在那里这里花这么多精神上说我要得着我要得着我的我的到底什么是你的什么可以是你的
We spend so much time trying to think, trying to say, I want, I want, I want, but what exactly is that you want?
你想想如果天地的主要给你的那就是你的了
So think about this, whatever God wants to give to you, that is yours.
那真是你的了。
That really is yours.
因为没有更大的一个 power 在那里。
Because there is no greater power.
神也是一位不改变的神。
God is unchanging.
无盖乎保罗说，他看万事为粪土，要得着基督为至宝。
Paul says, I count all things as rubbish for the sake of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ.
为要得着基督，要认识基督为至宝，为要得着基督。
For the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, in order that I may gain Christ.
至宝。
This surpassing worth.
就是 C.S. Lewis 讲的第一件事。
Is what C.S. Lewis refers as the first thing.
你得着第一件事。第二件也是你的。
You gain this first thing, the second thing will also be yours.
你得着基督。
You gain Christ.
生命在他里面。
Life is in him.
一切信他的必得永生。
All that is believes in him will have eternal life.
他说我是生命，我是复活。
He says, I am life, I am resurrection.
你得着基督，产业是你的，神所预备的产业是你的。
You gain Christ.And you gain this inheritance that was prepared for you by God.
所以就像以弗所书里一章十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业，基业就是这个产业。
So it is written in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, In him we have obtained an inheritance.
你得着基督，你得着智慧。
You gain Christ, you gain wisdom.
哥罗西书二章三节说，所集成一切的智慧知识都藏在他的里面。
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, In whom all are hidden all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
他就是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
他是真理，是道路，是门，一切的丰富都在他的里面。
He is the truth, the way, the door. All that is full is in him.
你心中现在想得的一切都在基督里。
All that you want to have now are all in Christ.
神让我们借着他在十字架上死，与他一同联合。
God allows us to unite with him through the death of Christ on the cross.
我们这个旧人就可以一同与他钉死。
So that our old selves can be nailed with him on the cross.
从前那辖制我们的力量，说要这个要那个，这个好那个好，辖制我们的力量，现在不能再辖制我们。
The powers that gripped us in the past, the power of wanting this, wanting that, can no longer have any hold over us.
不但神让我们在死的形状上与他联合，也在复活的形状上与他联合。
God allowed us to unite with him not only in death, but also in resurrection.
庆祝复活节是历世历代基督徒宣告基督为世人定死。
Celebrating Easter is a proclamation by generations of Christians.That God died for us on the cross.
又已经复活。
And he resurrected.
因为我们自己生命中间经历了胜过罪的辖制的实际。
Because we have experienced triumphing over the power of sin.
我们知道这个事情是真的，因为我们自己经历了。
We know that this is true because we ourselves have experienced it.
基督复活改变了整个宇宙的时空。
The resurrection of Christ changed the history of men.
改变了我们的过去。
Changed our past.
赐给我们一个荣耀的将来。
Gives us a glorious future.
给我们一个有能力的现在。
And give us a powerful now.
如果你真与基督一同复活。
If you are really risen with Christ.
你求的是什么？
What are you seeking?
你思念的是什么？
What are you thinking?
神已经把这些给我们了。
God already gave all of this to us.
我们改变我们的想法。
Let's change our thinking.
我们要那个。
We want that.
这个叫做悔改。
This is called repentance.
悔改是在得救之前的。
Repentance comes before salvation.
你悔改了，神把新的放到我们的里面。
Once you repent, God puts what's new in us.
就不再是同一个生命了。
So that we are no longer the same life.
为什么复活节庆祝了两千多年到现在，你就说荒谬，荒谬，哪里有死又复活，哪里有死又复活？我们说有，因为我们是基督耶稣复活的见证人。
So for 2,000 years, we keep celebrating Easter, and there's always people who are saying, this is such an absurd thing. Why are you celebrating Easter? We say we celebrate it because it does exist. We are the witnesses.
故此我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们，在我们离开这里的时候，
I encourage brothers and sisters when we leave here.
我们不是说啊，今天听了一篇道而已。
We not only say, oh, today all I heard was a sermon.
我们开始就讲说，复活节不让我们任何人做一个旁观者。
We should say we are not just onlookers in this Easter holiday.
跟我们每个人都有关系的。
It is closely tied to all of us.
跟整个世界是有关系的。
It is closely linked to everything in this world.
神的恩典何等浩瀚。
The grace of God is deep and wide.
当一个人当他经历了他能够胜过罪在我们身上辖制的时候，我们心中就呼喊出来说：“哈利路亚，他活着。”
When we experience that victory over the power of sin, then from within our hearts we can say, "Hallelujah, my God is alive."
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
谢谢你。